Now, let's start with a prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time we worship you together and we learn about you together. While we are today, we are continue to talk about something that displeases you outside in the world and help us to be able to discern and not to fall in those traps. And help us to know that to praise you, it have to be constantly going back to the Bible, see what you say, and then adjust our thinking, our mind, and all our motivations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, last week, I talked about the New Age movement. Did anybody remember what's my definition? Anybody? Repackage. Hey, very smart. Hey, yeah. Repackage of what? Repackage of what? Of what? Everything. Everything bad. Actually, all those Eastern religions, and on the surface, it looks like not just that. And all those Western metaphysics, because in the West, it has been the world seems to be mostly Christianity, but not true. Underground, a lot of stuff's wrong, okay? And then all kinds of meditation techniques, anything, you name it, okay? And all the superstitions, and all those sorceries, and all those things. Now, they get repackaged, that means what? They may have a new name, right? And then they may be toned down. Or they may be taught in schools. I worry about those secular schools, honestly. And then they taught in churches, seminaries. This is not that good. And then, let's go to the next one. And then I said, the heart of it, all those things mainly seems to be focused on one kind of very important technique, which is meditation. So I like to review it. Now, because I just said New Age is a repackaging of the old stuff, all those bad things, okay? And then so when they repackage the most important technique, the meditation, they have, that's a lot of names, and actually it depends on where it comes from, right? Remember that? But actually, they all boil down to one name. That general thing is called meditation. All right. And then from Hinduism, we get yoga. And first thing coming to this country is called transcendental meditation. They actually told you this is not just an exercise. It is meditation in itself. So yoga has many schools, and I know today in the health clubs and the community center, when they offer yoga, they're mostly about all those exercise. And I already mentioned, at the end, they will teach you meditation, all at the same time. Even the first session or the second session, they will ask you, do you want to learn meditation also? Now, and also, yoga's posture is, a lot of time, is how they worship their deities. And the mantras, a lot of times, are the Hindu deities' names. I did not make this up. Even people who practice yoga, who teach yoga, agree with me. I didn't say all, but a lot of them. Okay. So yoga seems to me, at least seems to be, the most dangerous, at least from the outside. Now, and then we have, from the Baptist side, from the Buddhist side, we have visualization. And I mentioned, this is the smartest one. Smartest meditation. And I also read quite a bit of this Buddhist monk teach you how to visualize a Buddha. Visualize something good, and then you will have it. So that's why they use visualization a lot in the modern days, in the New Age movement. Now, and also from the Western world, we have hypnosis. And then hypnosis have self-hypnosis and some kind of variations. Now, because hypnosis come from the West, and it's because hypnosis started from some 19th century psychiatrist, and it's now very popular in psychology. This is like one of the basic things they have to learn. So a lot of Christians or regular people say, no, hypnosis is science. It's scientific techniques. I tell you, they do not agree. I found non-Christian hypnotists, quite a number of them, agree Hypnosis is no more than meditation, but just different forms. It's a guided way to do meditation. Huh? Now, and also because I said visualization is so popularized, and it's, because it looks so smart, yoga looks has quite a bit Hindu taste, so it's not that easy to repackage it. But when it comes to visualization, it's so much easier to repackage it. For example, positive thinking. They're teaching you to what? To think about something you like, remember? Think about your report card, get all strict A's. Maybe those people at the back will think about, oh, my bank statement come next time, and there will be $100,000 more in it, $1 million on it, right? Or maybe whatever, huh? Maybe I'm sick, and I whistle myself very healthy, running around the park, and then lifting weights and all that, So you visualize those things you like, and focusing, centering, guided imagery, mental images are all just the same thing, but different names. Now, for example, for some reason, focusing is like to use in those business trainings, so you don't have to go to Buddhist temple to learn visualization. Those business training class now do the same thing. Now, centering is same thing like you use in mostly Catholic circles, a lot of religious circles. And then guided imagery, mental image, all these things are more in the psychotherapy circles. Okay. Now, and then besides all these techniques, LSD or other psychedelic drugs will give you the same results. Okay. And also sometimes we know that some extreme condition, for example, you lack of oxygen and you are fasting for too long, will put you into the same trance state. Now, this is something everybody agrees. Now, so remember, there may be more names to come, but they will do this one similar thing. Can we go to the next one? We rewrote this. No matter how they teach you, there may be some like yoga, have be some exercise that will look nice. Yeah, that's true. And that will make your body flexible. Yeah, that's true. But then when they meditate, they may have different names, but they will basically go through the same thing. First, they will tell you to relax, so sit in certain position, whatever. Sometimes the lotus position, sometimes it's other position. But then first thing tell you to relax, and then concentrate on your breathing or something, or you stare at that sprinkler or whatever, some nails on the wall. Stay at something. And then you visualize a picture and you concentrate on that picture. That picture could be a scenery. You visualize, you're walking in the park, you try to visualize clearly about all the trees, or the leaves, or the tracks and everything, every piece of rock, sprout. Or you visualize inside your body. Or you visualize a picture of yourself getting your strict A report card or whatever you like. And all these things. Or repeat a mantra. Now, and all this concentration and repetition, it's just to help your sensory organs to be tired, and then you still your mind. And this is just about everybody agree. All these techniques may be different, but then the end of this one thing is to help your mind to slow down until you don't think. The only thing is still working is your concentration. Then you will enter into outer states of consciousness. Now, this is another term to means you enter into a blank out your mind, enter into a meditative state. Now, the next thing, I just talk about those different names, yoga, visualization, but then same thing is in the church. Not much difference. Now, first of all, I just mentioned positive thinking. Now, we have, in the Christian church, there's a positive thinking movement started from Norman Vincent Peale. Maybe some of you know have heard of his name. Robert Schuller. Norman Vincent Peale already died. Robert Schuller is in L.A. I don't mind mentioning these people's name because besides that, their teachings are wrong. Actually, there's a lot of them. If you pay attention, if you turn on TV, look at those TV evangelists, a lot of them, I'm not saying quite a bit of them, teach positive thinking. We get anything we want from the Lord. All you have to do is visualize. You want a nice car? You want a red car? You want a name it, Porsche, BMW. You equalize, you get that car, and the Lord will give it to you. Now, I'm sure you heard a lot of similar things. That this is the same thing, positive thinking. The Christian hypnosis, I just mentioned, because hypnosis seems to be a Western science, coming from psychologists, not from the Hindu gurus. So they go in. So there are a lot of Christians practice it, and actually there are organizations of Christian hypnotists. And every time I see this, I feel sad. What kind of the world is that? Jesus coming back? This is really the end time. There are organizations of Christian hypnotists. Now, and then there's another one called inner healing. This is something developed in the Christian church. But a lot of people pay attention, really understand that Christian hypnosis and the inner healing movements, not much difference. They all tell you to visualize something. Christian hypnosis may have different goals. You may try to quit smoking, or you may try to overcome a certain fear or something. But inner healing is more concentrate on visualizing Jesus is coming to heal your past wounds. Have anybody heard of that? Heard of that? Similar thing? What's wrong with us today? Why can't I quit certain bad habits? Why can't I stop some certain bad way of thinking things? It's because I have been traumatized by my past experience. It could be my mom smacked me when I was 3 years old. It could be something scary I met when I was 6 years old. Or maybe my dad and my mom's fighting when I was 5 years old get me scared. Whatever those things go inside me, and they would. They need Jesus to come and heal me. So they visualize Jesus coming. Now, there's a lot of problems in here. Huh? We don't know how Jesus looks like, right? How can you visualize Jesus if you don't know how he looks like? Now, I know how my report card looks like. I know how it looks like when I get all strict A's in it. So you know how. But Jesus, you don't. Now, if you actually see somebody coming, you have to question, is this Jesus, right? Now, so this whole meditation is go inside the church with different names also. Very appealing. Huh? I don't know why. Huh? I don't know in America, Chinese in America, but Chinese in Southeast Asia seems to love this inner healing thing. I have a feeling because my parents' generation, those Chinese parents have a stern face and always pick, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, and then maybe corporal punishment. So a lot of my generation feel hurt. That's why it's so appealing. Now, if you are hurt or whatever, the solution somewhere else, not to whistle like Jesus, okay? And sometimes they whistle like Holy Spirit. Huh? Don't do that, huh? If you were taught this kind of stuff outside of this church, just say bye-bye. I don't want any meditation. Okay? Now, and also, there are a lot of charismatic church love to seek the Holy Spirit. Now, we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit too, but filling by the Holy Spirit is not that what they talk about. We have different definitions. To be filled by the Holy Spirit is to be completely controlled. We do everything to please God. That's what meant by filled by the Holy Spirit. But they want certain sensation. So they have different ways to seek the Holy Spirit. But one way is to use the mantra, like hallelujah, or whatever something, like hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep saying that 100 times or 2 hours. And then not to think. And I also they emphasize this. But if the person think too much, too critical thinking, that Holy Spirit can come. And you just have to stop your thinking and repeat a mantra like hallelujah or something. Then Holy Spirit will come. But all of these are just meditation in the church, different names. Now, and then you say, well, what's the problem if everybody do it? Let's go to the next slide. And we want to remind you one more time. Meditation may not be successful. You may not be able to enter a trance state. The general rule is the more you do it, the more experience, the more easily be successful. Even you enter a trance state, it may not be dangerous. But if you do meditation, it's just like going in a cage with a lion. So when the lion is going to bite you, it depends on the lion. Not you have no choice. Huh? So all those stuff I just mentioned, I don't mind to repeat it. We don't fall into that trap. Okay, let's go to the next one. Now, if I say the New Age movement is a repackage of old stuff, and that's one thing, fortune telling. Now, because of my research, and I wrote books on this, and I visit those New Age books quite frequently. And I found out that's one topic that seems to have more people standing in front of it and trying to find books to check that out, is fortune telling. Now, I think this is very understandable. Everybody wants to know what's tomorrow. But we have God. We don't worry about tomorrow. We don't need to know about tomorrow, but they have the need because they are on their own, right? We are not on our own, so we don't worry. But then in the New Age circle, actually in the whole world, fortune telling is the same thing. But because this is America, so you seem to have more Western way of telling fortune. One is the astrology. I suppose we all know what astrology is. Maybe that you will run into some party games. Maybe you see some astrology charts from some newspaper or magazine. Huh? But I tell you, don't trust those things. Don't bother to check them out. Okay. Now, the second thing, more Western thing, is the tarot card. I have the second pictures here. Yes, that's the tarot card. This is a deck of cards that look like bridge, but it's a little bit bigger, and the pictures are all different. Now, I'm pretty sure if you pay attention when you drive down El Camino or whatever something, or even look up Yellow Page, you will see some psychic reading, right? You will see the big sign psychic reading. What happens is you go to a psychic will tell fortune by reading your tarot card, and they give them a deck of cards, you pick one, huh? Then the psychic will say, oh, tomorrow you're going to run into a certain person, or a month from now you're going to have a good business or whatever, something. Okay, that's fortune telling. Now, actually, there are so many different ways of fortune telling, and I don't have every picture, and there's no need to. The only thing a little bit new to us, maybe those rooms, is those black rocks. It's just the same thing, huh? They use those rocks for fortune telling. On top of it, there are some ancient characters on it. Okay? Right, there's another one, the Ouija board. And when I grew up during my high school years, lots of I went to a girls' school. A lot of those girls have experienced a Ouija board. I don't know about you. I have a feeling it may be the same thing in this high school. So I'd like to take this out, huh? Point this out. Now, Ouija board is 100% fortune telling. Also, contacting the spirits. Now, what they do is they have a board, they write something there, they could write the alphabet, they could write, you write anything you want to write. So there are two or three people trying to touch a piece of whatever, huh? It could be a rice bowl, could be something, and ask the spirit to answer the question. So this is borderlining, actually, next one, channeling. Huh? Now, channeling is a new term within the New Age circle. Now, this is anybody, just about Christian or non-Christian, check into this channeling phenomena or their products. They all agree this is actually mediumship or spiritism. There are many names. But actually, this is talking to a spirit world, and this is particularly prohibited in the Bible, because God doesn't want us to talk to evil spirits. Huh? Now, so one Christian gave this definition, which I think is pretty good. Huh? This definition is, it is a voluntarily led demons to possess their bodies and talk through them. Now, and so this term in the New Age circle means mediumship. So when they let demons possess their body, talk through their mouth, they sometimes answer your question, sometimes they will just give lectures or give a sermon or something. And then for in the American circle, huh, there are a number of famous channelers. Huh? They are so famous because mostly because the movie stars go to them or something, so they get popular. And it got popular, got famous. There are people who take down what they say when they under-translate. And sometimes people write them up, down and they publish books. And I studied quite a bit of these books. What they talk about? All New Age thinking. We are God. Those demons love to tell you, Master, you are God. You are divine. This is what they love to say. You're God. So you can do anything. You can achieve anything. And also demons love to teach meditation. If you read their books, they teach how you to meditate in a very detailed way. They spend lots of time teach you, encourage you. Now, so because these are demons, they don't tell you the truth. So in the New Age circle, there are some new forms coming. Next one, huh? So these are actual demons. People investigate, they agree. Christians investigate these things, they agree. These are just demons, just like channeling, but they come in different names. Now today's mediumship or spiritism, they do not call themselves a medium. They call themselves channeling, call themselves channelers. And the demons possess the body, do not say, hey, I am a demon, I'm coming. No, they don't. So, but most of the time, yeah, I know, sounds, nobody's so stupid, right? So, most of the time, in the American circle, it's called spirit guide. This is what you may heard of. A spirit guide means a spirit. And why is it a guide? Because the New Age people think that spirits are all nice people. They come here to guide us, to give us guidance, so we know what to do. So this is a general name. So when you see them, when you look into this channeling circle, most of them call their spirit a guide. Okay? Now, sometimes they say a dead people. I am your father or your grandfather. No, I mean your parents may be still alive. Mine not. My parents are dead. My grandparents dead long times ago. So, well, the Chinese like to do this. When their husband or father die, they will go to some medium and say, can you talk to my father? So the father says, oh, your father's here. So the father possessed the medium's body. And the person you ask, how are you doing in the whatever hell or something? What are you doing there? What do you need? Chinese love to do that. So this is nothing new. Now, and so dead people is not new, but that the Bible say when we die, we don't come back. We don't come back. We go to certain places, never come back. You see the parable. Actually, it's not a parable. I think it's pretty much real life. Jesus told about Lazarus, right? And the rich man. I mean, you know, they don't come back. We don't have enough time to talk about it. Now, but there are other things pretty much new. We don't see them in the old days. It's UFO and aliens. Now, I'm sure you guys say, what? UFO? Now, I don't know. You're not unusual. Most people say, what? Now, I don't know what UFOs are. And I think UFO may have different explanation. They could be just some natural phenomenon or some maybe like Russia or China experiment with some new weapon. They're not going to tell you. So if you see them, they're happy to have you think that's a UFO. So that may be. Now, but not all. But if you talk about aliens, I think I can be 99.99% sure they are demons. Why? Because they're in the New Age channel circle, there are some mediums, some channelers specialized in channeling aliens. And I also read some article or something talking about what these aliens do. Now, there are people once in a while say they get adopted by aliens. Have you heard that? Abduction. Have you ever heard that? Not Paul, huh?
Kidnapped.
Okay, yeah, not kidnapped by aliens. Not. I'm sorry. Abduction. Okay, didn't pronounce it correctly. Now, if those for those experience. Plus, whatever the channelers get from the aliens, I'm pretty sure these are just demons. Because what they teach is the same way the channelers get, the spirit guide teaching, that you are God, and actually aliens usually teach a little bit more, and meditation, all the same thing. Now, and also, they are angels. I have a picture here. They are channelers today, only talk to, specialize in talking to angels. So this is exactly what Bible say. Even Satan disguised himself as what? Angels of light. Now then, and then you may ask, what makes you think these angels are not angels? Just by looking at their teachings, you know. They, demons, spirit guide, dead people, aliens, angel, all teach the same thing. So all teach the same New Age thinking. Okay, there's another one called Diva. This is less popular. They said every flower, every tree, there's a spirit behind it. If you talk to the tree, the spirit behind any tree or flowers or mountain or rocks or natural things, they will teach you how to take care of their plants. So this is less popular, but same thing. You look at what they get from these divas. You know these are the same kind of demons, just disguise themselves in different ways. Let's go to the next slide. So what the Bible talk about fortune telling? You see, that no one found practice divination, which is fortune telling, and this is a older English word, or sorcery, witchcraft, cast spell, or a medium, or spiritist, or who consult the dead. So these are just genuine. Now, so these things are detestable to the Lord. So you can see that fortune telling is not party game, and all those channeling, all these things are extremely detestable. The Lord hates these things. Very clearly spell them out. These are what the pagans do to contact the evil spirits. So we don't do that. Now, okay, let's go to the next one. Okay. Now, and I'm very happy to know that you guys remember. New Age is repackaging the old stuff. And they don't always come from the Hindus and not always come from the Buddhist monk. They also come from psychology. I will spend some time talking about psychology and hopefully some other thinking in the world today. Psychology today is very much tainted by the new age things. Not all of them, but I think most of them. The rest of them may be just humanistic. I do things my way. I don't need God. I solve my problem my way. But there are quite a percentage of them have something to do with new age. And the first thing everybody point their finger to is that this particular branch called humanistic psychology. Now, I don't know, maybe some. If you're in college, I'm pretty sure you heard of this. In high school, may or may not. Abraham Maslow has a theory. Anybody heard of it? Yeah? Yeah, glad somebody did. And he said we have some basic needs. Now, we have psychological needs, we have some physiological and psychological as the first two, and which is right. But if you believe in God, God's promise give us the basic needs, so we don't have to worry. And self-esteem is another way to say I am good. I don't need God. We'll talk about that later. Okay, I mean in another session. And then the most dangerous thing is his fourth need, which is self-actualized. Now, what do you mean by self-actualized? That means he gave self-actualization a definition, and he said, "Now it's to fulfill your calling or your destiny." Now that is, if I am very good with music, so I practice the piano or the violin 8 hours a day since I'm age 5. So I practice. So when I turn 18, I become a concert pianist or concert violinist. So I actualize myself. This is me. I have to practice to bring out the me, right? This is nothing wrong. If you have certain talent and you need to spend time, something wrong. This is perfectly all right, okay? Then, but Abraham Maslow went one step further, and he said, the self-actualized person go through something called peak experience. Now, when he uses term, he make it quite vague. Not too many people understand what he said. But later on, he begin to explain it more and more, and then other psychologists also understand. When he say peak experience, he's talking about a mystical experience. Now what he's saying is, in something simple, short, now if I have musical talent, so I play the piano 8 hours a day, start from age 5 to age 18, and I become a concert pianist, so I actualize myself. Now what if I turn 18 or 22, I still did not make it a concert pianist? Then I need something to push me, right? I need a little bit more. What Abraham Maslow is saying, you need a peak experience, or you have to go to get some kind of mystical experience. Now, how do you get this mystical experience? He did not say too clearly either, but you'll find out pretty soon. That is, you have to do yoga, meditation, visualization, or something to give yourself a little bit push, right? Now, if I can never make it a concert pianist, okay, at age 22, and my friend at age 18, or 12, even 16, become a pianist, so what do? Is I visualize myself playing the piano so well, and I was playing in a concert hall. Everybody say, yay, good. Now, so this, whatever I do, may not be a visualization, something mystical to push myself. So, when we go to the next one. So this concept in the New Age circle becomes the human potential movement. And actually, this is the biggest chunk, if you look into those New Age stuff, this whole thing is human potential movement. What they're doing is they use mystical experience or the peak experience to develop your potential. And that is to meditate or whatever name they call it, and to achieve whatever your goal is. Now, your goal may be a pianist. Your goal may be go to Harvard. Right? Or your goal may become a medical doctor, go to medical school. And your goal may be to go to Olympic, good enough goal. Or your goal may be just health, or good family, or something more noble than this, okay? Now, but whatever God give us, we don't just try to go through this kind of illegal ways to get it, okay? Let's go to the next one. Now, let's see what kind of potential within this human potential movement they're talking about. First of all, they're talking about natural potential. For example, you'll be successful, healthy, or wealth and health and healing, or you in music, art, or whatever, all these things. You push your potential in art or music or whatever a little bit more than your own natural potential. Now, and also in the New Age movement, they also emphasize develop a supernatural, a psychic potential. That includes a lot of stuff. Okay? Like clairvoyance, that means you can see long distance. For example, my son's in L.A. Oh, actually, he just left to a mission trip to Mexico, so I don't see him. But I use my clairvoyance ability to see what he's doing down in Mexico, right? And clairaudience means to hear from a long distance. You don't have to call me, but I know what you said was 100 miles away from here. Now, automatic writing, that means you may be holding a pen and you are meditating, and it is just write, okay? And then astral projection means your spirit being projected out of your body. I don't know if this term you're familiar or not. Somebody say they left their body. Have you heard stories like that? Somebody said they left the body and they roam around the whole San Francisco city and won't come right back. I'm pretty sure you heard similar thing. It's called astral projection. Telepathy is just a common name to mean we don't use our five senses to sense things. For example, I don't use my eyes. I can see my son in Mexico, things like that. And there are lots of these. Now, and the New Age people, of course, they emphasize these supernatural things a little bit more, but most people do not that interest. They may be interested in business and in health and wealth and all these things. Now, let me give you two examples. Can we go to the next one? Now, because the New Age has no pictures, you see, so I found two pictures. Now, these are two books, because books have pictures. Actually, there are seminars, there are classes, and there are everything. And first one, did you say the one? Do you see the one on the left? Say discovering human potential, and with what? Yoga. So you practice yoga, you develop your potential. It could be wealth. It could be health. It could be success with your schoolwork. Okay. Now the one on the right, unleash your true potential. Now, if you can see, I'm sure you guys have good eyes. With what? With hypnotherapy techniques. So come back down. Is what is it? Is you use different kind of medication technique. You go into a trance state, and you release your potential. Your potential can be any of these things. Okay, then let's go to the next one. Now, when I talk about potential, there will be people come and ask me, a question like, oh, obsidians, a woman lift up the car and save her baby, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know how can she lift up a car. But then we ask, do we have potentials? Now, I mean, go back to the Bible and ask, do we have potentials? If we talk about, do we have natural potentials? Of course we have natural potentials, right? And we can all sing, may not be playing piano, or we can, if you learn, I'm sure you can. We can all do some math, we can all conduct a business, we all have natural potential, yes, no doubt about this. And should we develop it? If I'm good at piano, should I play? No, and this is like personal guidance. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? It's not a problem. But some unusual abilities could be from the spirit. And we all know Samson, right? Now, we all have strength. I must have a lot less strength than these guys here, right? Because I'm an old lady, right? Now, but then we all have some strength. But no matter how strong you are, you cannot be like Samson. Am I right? And we all know Samson's story, huh? And where is Samson's strength come from? From God. Now, I'm sure in the spirit world, even in the Bible, in the church, or outside, or in ancient China, there are examples you may be heard of that evil spirit help a person to have some supernatural strength, or jump real high, or to run real fast, or something like that. Now, do we have supernatural abilities or potentials? I spent quite a bit of time searching the Bible, reading books on this, as people. And my conclusion is no. The Bible did not say clearly. There's no place you'll find in the Bible will say clearly, you do not have supernatural power. No, the Bible didn't say that. But if you read the Bible, you will find all those prophets and apostles who perform miracles. They will say, who did it? They didn't say, I did it. Who did they say? God did it. Not me, just through me, but God did it. So it's not my ability, it's God. Now, naturally, inside the Bible, there is one very very typical example you can see. Remember Paul was preaching, and then preaching there's a slave girl following him every day and screaming and yelling. Remember the story in Acts? And Paul gets so annoyed. So Paul cast the demon out from the slave girl. And then what happened? The slave girl cannot do any more fortune telling. Remember the story? Now, because the slave girl's master lost the opportunity to make money through the slave girl. So the master gets so angry and dragged Paul into jail. Remember the story? Now, the story is, the thing is, if the slave girl can tell fortune before the state demons cast out, and the slave girl can't do anything after the demon cast out, then who is doing the fortune telling? Demon, right? It's so simple. It's a very good case presented. So I think in the Bible, even did not say clearly, the examples tell us that we do not have supernatural potentials. So supernatural things may come from God, may come from the Spirit. Let's go to the next one. Now, so let's do a review. Last week, in the very beginning, the first thing, and I say, I talk about is pantheism. Remember pantheism? What is the definition? Huh? What is pantheism? Huh? Right, we are all God, huh? So at least, so I'm a little bit divine, huh? So the thing is, pantheism, we are all God, or we are divine. Then what's so big deal about being God? Is you have unlimited potential. You have God, you can do anything, right? So it's practical, it's not just theory or something to please you. It's, if you are God, you can do anything. If you want to be rich, you can be rich. If you want to have a very successful career, you can do so. If you're sick, and people tell you, you are God, you don't need to be sick. Isn't that nice? Huh? So you can have anything. So you are able to manifest all your desires to create your reality. Now, there I have read enough books on this. Huh? If you are God, huh, you go for meditation or whatever equivalent techniques, then a girl will say, I would like to attract a boyfriend who is 6 foot tall, handsome, and this and that. And then the guy will say, I would like to attract $1 million. Now, this is what was so, they're not interested in girls, okay. Or maybe they are, they do too. Whatever, you can create your reality. And there's no nice guy approaching me, but you can meditate. I don't have money. You can meditate, so you create what you want. Now, so what you need to do is to go through some meditation technique. That's why it's called enlightenment. That means you realize, oh, I'm God. I can do anything. Now, so this whole thing here, theory but practice, is the heart of the New Age Center. Huh? This is the heart of it. So, but remember, do we use God? Use this supernatural thing, meditation technique, to achieve what we want. Remember, you don't go inside a lion cage. No matter how tempting it is, you don't go inside. Some people will say, can I go inside, get what I want, and quickly come out? I say, no. If you use demon to do whatever you want to achieve, whatever your goal, a demon will come and going to ask you to pay for it. You pay for it dearly, honestly. I have seen in a real life or read from book, people use sorcery, meditation to achieve what they want. And actually, didn't take too long, demons have to pay for it. How? I don't know. It must be not that good. Now, so let's go to the next one. Now, so that's why the Bible say godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, we contend with what God gives us. Yeah, maybe you say, man, I am not as smart as that the other girl. I am not as handsome as the other boy. But contend with what God gave you. And you may say, oh, my, but you guys are young, you don't care. Maybe when you're 30 years old, you will say, God, how come everybody get promoted to be a manager and I work here 10 years, I don't? Be content with what God gives you. Now, if you have food and clothing, we will be content with that. So that's why I say always go back to the Bible. Use the Bible to adjust your thinking. Then you won't be tempted, right? Now, see, unless the Lord build a house, the builder is in wait. That means unless the Lord want to give you something, then I don't think you can get it. Huh? And many years ago, my church English pastor used to say, God did not want everybody to go to Berkeley. If God wants somebody to be successful, there's a reason behind it. That's true. Content with what God gave us. Okay, let's go to the next one. I wonder where's my this is. Okay, this is it. Okay, there's another topic. Maybe because you guys are still young, huh? Not that excited about it. But a lot of people are interested in this topic. Especially people over middle age or something, they start to concern about their health. Huh? So there is a field or a category inside the New Age movement called the holistic health movement. Now, I myself went to holistic show two times. inside is just everything new age. But what is holistic? Holistic means the whole person. You do not, when you have a headache, you do not kill your head. It may be something else. Maybe you're too tired. That's true. Maybe you are too stressful. Yes, true. So you kill the whole person as a whole. Now this is correct. But then in there, you will find all kinds of things. Actually, any medicine or anything or therapy that do not make it into mainstream medicine or go to holistic health or alternative medicine. Then, so I have to put them into three categories. The first one is there's no harm in it. I don't think there's any problem because there's nothing psychic. For example, health food, if you go to the health store, actually I went to two holistic exhibitions and I found they sell mineral water and they sell vegetarian food. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? And there's some ancient method of healing. It seems to be okay to me too. May not be scientific, but definitely nothing psychic. Now, there's a second. Okay, let's talk the last one, to be avoided. That's just something definitely no. Is you know that it is using psychic energy to heal you. For example, there are psychic healings. There are healers today over America, quite a bit. They are psychics. They said they can heal you. Or they said use yoga to heal you, use hypnosis to heal you. And this is very obvious, they're using psychic energy. Now, but there's a large section of it. It's in the middle one, and I just call it better watch out. Why? Because on the surface, there's nothing occultic, there's nothing psychic, no nothing. But the theory itself is based on a metaphysical concept. So it really depends on the person who practices it. Now, there are many of them. The Chinese acupuncture is one of them. And the therapeutic touch is something very American. So let's go to the next slide. So I'll show you a picture of what they're talking about. What I mean by be careful. This is therapeutic touch. And the theory behind it, the concept behind it is that everybody or every object, actually even a leaf, a tree, or a piece of rock, and there is the energy field around it. So there's the energy field around it. There's the energy field around the microphone or something. So if everybody has the energy field, so if you're sick, that means you don't have enough energy or something wrong with that field. So the healer, the therapeutic touch, the person who will do it, is to put her hand, not touching you, but real close. So her energy will come into your energy they call it an aura, They're coming to the energy circle. Now, so there's nothing wrong with putting a hand here. I don't see anything wrong with this. Will it hurt? It won't hurt. Will it do any harm? I doubt that. But if the person who do this is a psychic, you are accepting what she or he is giving you. I think that's a problem. Now, same thing as acupuncture. There's something wrong with acupuncture. Even the Americans think it's strange. But basically, there's nothing wrong. But if that person who do it also knows some qi gong or psychic ability, then you'll have to worry. Okay, and let's go to the next one. Because I spent 2 hours last time and this time talk about the New Age movement. There are lots of things in here. And it's just a bunch of repackaging things. I'm quite sure if I do it, write another book, there will be new topic or new stuff or whatever that I never cover. It will be new. Now, but how do we face all these new things outside? I just mentioned, if we adjust our thinking with the Bible, we won't fall into that trap. But then we have to face these things, a holistic health or whatever, every day, right? Now, so what we do, I will isolate three things we have to be careful. First thing, we do not use psychic power. Now, if that person tell you, I have power, psychic power, can help you do this or that. No, you say, no, bye-bye, thank you, I'm leaving. Now, and then the second one is certain technique that may lead you to meditative state. Remember this ASA, outer state of consciousness. Now, there are techniques may not lead you there. You may do it, but you're not successful. But if that technique will somehow, if you go down the road, will take you there, be careful, because you don't know when danger will come. You may just go walk two steps, danger is there. You may have to walk 2 miles before you will face with dangers. Now, and also the third thing you think about, is this a biblical principle? Then you can avoid lots of things. You still cannot avoid, you say, I still cannot decide. Then you look at yourself, look at your motive. What do you want to do? You trying to glorify God? You trying to satisfy your own desire or something? So it's important to go back to the Bible, study the Bible, let the Bible go inside. Let it be our guide for everyday life. So let's go to the last one. And when everyone talk about it, some girls will be, I'm scared. But I tell you, there's nothing to be scared. Because Holy Spirit is in here. The one who is in you is greater than the one that's outside. So Jesus already conquered the world. We have nothing to worry. We just have to be careful not to fall into the trap. Now, next week, I'll talk about Buddhism and Islam, okay, because these two are pretty big religions. John told me that some of you will run into it, and 20 minutes, I can only cover some basic concept of it. Okay, anybody have any questions?
When the Bible talks about meditation, those two are different things, right?
Ah, okay, good. Yes, I should clarify this. Don't have enough time last time, and we should do it. Now, if I talk to Americans, and I classify you guys with Americans, because I think English is your primary language, right? So I always tell them, see, the Chinese have better words than you guys do. You only have one word called meditation that means everything. Actually, meditation in the Bible means different things than the meditation in the New Age circle. In the Bible, it just means concentrate, to think. When you think, your head is working. It has activities in it. It's not a monotonous, repetitive thing. Now, if you keep looking at that sprinkler, okay, not extinguisher, sprinkler, or you kept saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. These are repetitive, monotonous thing to calm down your mind, so you blank out your mind, enter into meditation, right? But when you meditate on the Bible, you don't. You think, right? You think about what the Bible says, and then you think about how do I apply this to my everyday life. Now, I think I have a good example. Now, for example, if you read the Bible say you should be humble. Then you say, yeah, I should be humble. Well, then you think about, yesterday I said something to Brother John. That is because I have some pride in there. Or I said something to another sister. That's because I think I'm better than her. So this is pride. But at that time, I did not know that. So the Holy Spirit lets you know you have some pride in it. Now, this is meditation. But if you say, the Holy Spirit say, the Bible say, do not be prideful. Huh? So then you say, you need to be humble. Then you go, humble, 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 humble for half an hour. Now this is the New Age meditation. Okay? So when you read the Bible asks you to be humble. You don't think about your exam next week. You don't think about your video game. But you think about how to be humble. That's the meditation. Okay. Did I make it clear? Any more questions? Okay. Anybody like to lead us into a prayer? A closing prayer? Anybody? Any volunteer?
Father God, we just want to know you and pursue you, Lord, and there's someone out there that wants to confuse the issue, wants to destroy us, wants us to not fulfill the potential that we were created for. We were created to worship you. We were created to exalt you, Lord. And I just pray for everyone in the audience, Lord, especially the younger ones, Lord, that they would get this, Lord, that it would be an inoculation. It would be a protection for them that as they grow up, Lord, they wouldn't be so messed up, Lord, but you could bless them, Lord. And I thank you for our speaker, Lois. I thank you. She's actually speaking in not her mother tongue, and I pray that you would continue to bless her and just give her discernment how to bring the words that you have put in her heart to help us to be all that you want us to be. Thank you, Lord, and I pray all these things in your wonderful name.
Amen.
Amen.